Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The man who was at the center of a landmark Supreme Judicial Court decision about immigrant detention is back in the news after being arrested for assault and battery and unarmed robbery. Shrey Nguyen Lun was the plaintiff in Lun v. Commonwealth, the case earlier this year where the SJC ruled that local law enforcement does not have the authority to keep someone in custody based solely on detention requests from federal immigration officials. WBUR Shannon Dooling covered the Lun case and is here with the latest news. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so a potentially complicated story. It feels like it got just even more complicated.
Yeah.
First of all, remind us why the decision by the SJC was such a big deal.
Sure. So, I mean, like most things that involve immigration law, this case before the SJC was really complex. But in its most basic sense, as you mentioned, the court was deciding whether or not local law enforcement can keep someone in custody who's otherwise free to go just because federal immigration officials ask them to. So that's what's known as this ICE detainer request. So Lun had a previous conviction on breaking and entering, but in February, his case was he was back in court on larceny charges. Those larceny charges were dropped. They were dismissed. ICE officials still asked a judge to hold Lun on a detainer so that ICE could pursue his deportation. So it was the legality of that detention that was at the center of the SJC decision. And ultimately, the court decided that Massachusetts statutes don't provide local law enforcement with the authority to hold someone who otherwise would be free to go.
And obviously, this made national news because the Trump administration has been saying that the ICE detainers are important for safety.
Exactly, that they're important safety mechanism. So ostensibly, this was a pretty big blow to Trump's national immigration agenda because it really basically said to local law enforcement here, hey, you aren't allowed to enforce these ICE detainers that the president and Attorney General Jeff Sessions say are a key part of cooperation with the federal government. Our state laws just don't give you the authority to do that.
Okay, but this was the SJ decision on ICE detainers, mm-hmm. and Lun was released even before the court rendered it.
He was, and this is another one of those layers of complexities, I guess, with this case. So Lun was held for 3 months by ICE while they were trying to deport him. He's the son of Cambodian parents, but he was born in a Thai refugee camp in Thailand. So neither of those countries recognize his citizenship. And so as such, he's stateless. He couldn't be deported. So ICE was holding him while still trying to find a place to send him, basically. But the problem is the Supreme Court says you can't do that. You can't detain someone indefinitely. So ICE released Lun back in May. And then this last week, he was arrested for charges of assault and battery and unarmed robbery of a 65-year-old woman in a wheelchair.
I see. Okay. So the reaction, what has it been to this most recent arrest?
Yeah, as you can imagine, both sort of sides of the immigration debate are kind of clamoring right now. So I think because this was such a high-profile case, folks who advocate for more stringent immigration policies are saying, hey, we told you so. We need these ICE detainers to keep criminals like this guy Lun out of our communities. So here's Jessica Vaughn. She's with the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for less immigration.
This shows the problem when law enforcement agencies are forced to release individuals instead of holding them for ICE. The problem is they end up being sent back to the community and have the opportunity to reoffend.
But of course, on the flip side, advocates for immigrants are saying, well, wait a second, Lun was released by ICE because he couldn't be deported. And the SJC decision in his name was a separate matter. So here's Ava Malona, who heads up the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition.
As much as the anti-immigrant forces will try to politicize the arrest of Mr. Lun, it has nothing to do with the Supreme Judicial Court case about his unlawful detention.
Right. So Malona is basically saying here that you can't draw a straight line from the SJC decision to this recent arrest. In fact, Lun was held on that ICE detainer, if you recall. Mm. So both sides are sort of positioning here for sure.
So, okay, as usually they might. Mm-hmm. That's not entirely unexpected. Mm-hmm. But Shannon, do you think this arrest could have any long-term impacts?
Well, it's interesting. I think we're going to keep hearing about it. You know, I think we'll hear more about Lun's arrest from these folks who are sort of quote-unquote anti-sanctuary city. I think we could see it come up on Beacon Hill. You'll remember there are three bills before the legislature right now, two in response to the SJC decision that seek to actually create statutory authority for local police to honor ICE detainers. One of those was submitted by the governor. And a third actually goes to the opposite end of the spectrum and says we should become a sanctuary state, which, of course, would limit cooperation with federal immigration officials even further. So we'll be watching all of that.
As we will. Mm-hmm. WBO reporter Shannon Dooling, thank you very much.
You're welcome.